Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. If it's Wednesday, it's Speak Your Mind Podcast, produced by yours truly, Mark Mancini, 347-205-9631. Podcast platforms powered by Mancini Media. So without further ado, it's more of them, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Take it away, Patty.
Well, hi, Mark. How are you? How's everybody else out there, all the listeners and callers? And my partner, Joe Rancini, or Rosenthal, I'm so sorry. gosh, it's just been a really great week. There's so much stuff that's already happened. And I'm just really excited to be on again this week. God sure blesses me. So, Joe, I wanted to start this off with you and say, how are you doing? And going to our first topic. How's everything going?
I'm doing great, Patty. And, you know, I think people here in L.A. are a little sad right now because your Phoenix Suns last week really quickly defeated the L.A. Lakers pretty easily. And, of course, us L.A.ans made all kinds of excuses of why they weren't able to beat your Phoenix Suns. Obviously, you're from Arizona. So congratulations to you up front there, and good luck next year, L.A. Lakers. I wanted to start off with that.
Oh, you know what's so sad about that, Joe? It really came down to that LeBron James. There is such a negative feelings about him. I think that kind of prompted their wanting to win so badly. So that's kind of a shame. But, yeah, who knows what will happen next year, right?
Absolutely. So tonight's lead story, Biogen has come out with an Alzheimer's drug approved by the FDA. It's the first new therapy in over two decades. Now, no surprise, after this was announced, Biogen's stock went up 38%. It's expected to generate billions of dollars in revenue for Biogen. So Aduhelm is the name of the drug. And why I wanted to start off with this story is CNBC is one article that came out about Biogen and about this Alzheimer's drug, which, you know, anything that can help Alzheimer's patients, I'm definitely all for if there's proof that it works. But here's my reason why I use this one. Because CNBC, nowhere in their story tells you what B News says, that the FDA approved it on Monday despite an FDA advisory committee concluding last year that there was not enough evidence, Patty, to support the effectiveness of this treatment. So B News gives you the whole story, or I should say more of the story. CNBC, nowhere in their story, mentioned that the FDA advisory board concluded last year that they don't think it's effective. So this leads into our trivia, Patty, and here it is. Patty and I would like to know on tonight's Speak Your Mind trivia, 347-205-9631, 347-205-9631. Here's the question. We want to know who coined the phrase, the corruption of man is followed by the corruption of language. Now, we use this example right here with CNBC and B News where one outlet gives you, we can say, more of the story or all of the story, and one outlet doesn't lie, Patty, but they leave out a very important fact about the advisory board saying they don't believe it's effective.
Unbelievable. Well, we're learning so much about our media nowadays, aren't we? I mean, I've been listening to so many different reports, videos, reading articles, and the faith in our media is so at an all-time low. People don't even believe anything that they're reading or seeing on the news anymore, which is really sad. So, you know, I don't know, Joe, do you think that Alzheimer drug, everybody should be taking that, or some of the people there in the news media, maybe they're forgetting what's going on. What do you think?
Well, I think now, because if you listen to the media now, people that don't want to take the vaccine for coronavirus are called anti-vaxxers. You know, and it's how you phrase certain things that put in people's mind that the term anti-vaxxer implies that you're doing something bad because you're not taking the vaccine, which all you people out there listening, if you've chosen not to take the vaccine, you're not a bad person. You've chosen not to take the vaccine. Now, would an anti-vaxxer call a person who took the vaccine a pro-vaxxer? I mean, what would that mean? It's absolutely ridiculous. And this is what we're talking about with the trivia question. The corruption of man is followed by the corruption of language. And the person responsible for this incredible quote is an American essayist. He's been a lecturer. And we want to hear from you, America. Who coined that incredible phrase? Let us know. Speak your mind. Trivia tonight, 347-205-9631. 347-205-9631. I guess once the media, Patty, gets off the coronavirus, the vaccine for COVID, once they get off of that on their high horse, maybe the Alzheimer's drug will be next if somebody's parents decide not to take it. Vaxxer for Alzheimer's, Patty. They're a bad person for not taking it on their own decision, which, remember, America, it's your decision. And Patty and I talk about this every week. Don't let anybody guilt you into doing something. It's just like when you're a kid and people tell you you want to take alcohol, you want to take drugs, and if you don't, you're considered a bad person. No, you know what? You know your values in life. You know your parents taught you what you should do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe in it, even if some of your friends do it, don't do it because you'll regret it on the back end.
That's so true, Joe. And I really love the trivia question, too. And, boy, what a phrase. I mean, really thought-provoking is what that phrase is. So that's going to be really interesting to our callers and listeners to see who they come up with. And as you know, too, with Fauci, he's being outed every day with all of the false claims, all the false statements that he has made through this whole vaccine mess. So it's going to be really interesting to see what really does happen. And, of course, you know that governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis, gosh, I sure do love that guy. I mean, he's really going after China with all this, too. So it's going to be really, really interesting. And, of course, you know, Biden is he just landed in the U.K. for the G7 summit. That's going to be really interesting, too, with what they're coming up with. I mean, he can't even run our own country. What the heck's he doing over there? So it's going to be really interesting, Joe, what's going on. Another thing, you know, too, that I wanted to talk about is this critical race theory. What do you think of that one, Joe?
You know, I think it's very, very damaging to America. And here we go. We talk about adults like you and I and our listeners that mm-hmm. have already formed our mind and maybe opinions about things in life. But what's going on now in this country is the Democrats want to teach young kids at a young age hate. So what does that mean? When they get to be teenagers, when they get to be in their 20s and 30s, all these years of all this hate that they were taught when they were young, not knowing any better because maybe their parents didn't sit down and tell them what's going on. It's not critical race theory, Patty. It's critical hate theory. Because if you say you want to teach kids the history of the United States, good and bad, absolutely. Everybody's open to that. But that's not what critical race theory is about. Critical race theory is about teaching young kids at a very young age to hate everybody else that doesn't look like them, sound like them, and think like them. And you know what, Patty? It doesn't end well when that happens because when they get to be young, when they get to be our age, their opinions are in their mind and they're indented in their mind and they're not going to change. Let's teach kids good things in school. Yes, we can teach them some of the tragedies and some of the things that have happened in American history, but every country has a history of negative and positive, and that's okay. But when you're trying to pound in people's head that America is the worst country in the world and we're racist, obviously that's not true. And it's all about gaining power.
I fully agree with you, Joe. It's a travesty is what it is. It's just absolutely horrible what's going on. I think I told you this story before about the little boy that was 9 years old here in the Arizona area, 9 years old, fourth grader. And there were three other they were BLM, little black boys, no problem. I do not mean that as a racist statement, but that's what happened. They were going around in school and saying BLM matter, BLM this, BLM that. So this little boy, he's a little white boy, so all he said is all lives matter. He got in so much trouble, he had to go and apologize for saying that. He got suspended from school, a fourth grader, suspended from school for a week just because he made the statement that all lives matter. So this critical race theory that they are trying to cram down everybody's throat thinking that it's okay, it's not okay. Because you know what? All those little kids, they all play out on the playground. They're having a great time. It's these idiots that are trying to implement such a horrible, horrible mindset. And as you said, Joe, it's going to be lifelong. And you talk about going up into the adult stage of it. You probably read about Lockheed Martin and what they're doing to all their top executives. They're making them take a course on being anti-white. I mean, a course for white men, training them to be anti-white, forcing them to say white men are racist, and KKK and all this white privilege. I mean, can you imagine a huge, huge corporation like that sending their top white men executives into a course to tell them how bad they are? I mean, is that ridiculous or what?
Absolutely, and it shouldn't be tolerated. But, of course, in this day and age, Patty, things like that are tolerated because there's not enough pushback. You know, you can teach good. You can teach bad. But you need to teach principles and honesty. And there's no honesty in America right now. And it's just getting worse and worse. And us as Americans better wake up, love your neighbor, as they've said years and years and years ago. And you know what? Try to be a good person. Take care of your stuff at home first, a.k.a. take care of your own matter. Know that yourself is a good person. Try to be a good person and find other ways to be a good person. And don't let anybody try to tell you you're racist because you look a certain way. Because we know that, of course, that's the furthest from the truth. Tonight's Speak Your Mind trivia. We want to know who coined the phrase the corruption of man is followed by the corruption of language. As we said earlier, he's an American essayist, a lecturer, a philosopher, and done many, many other things. But we want to know who coined the phrase, the corruption of man. It's followed by the corruption of language. And Patty, next week's show, I'm so excited. We're going to have Dr. Timothy Gregory on the show, a sports chiropractor for over 20 years. He's works at Performance Sport and Spine in Roswell, Georgia. He's the main man there. He serves as a chiropractor for the Senior PGA Tour, the PGA Tour, Teardrop Tour, Nike Tour, and he's going to enlighten our audience next week. So all you listeners out there next week, make sure you listen to Dr. Tim. If you have a sports injury, give us a call. He'll answer your questions on how to not only get an injury, but prevent your injuries from becoming worse, and that'll be next week here on Speak Your Mind podcast. Now's your time, America, to speak your mind. 347-205-9631, 347-205-9631. When you give us a call, you'll talk to our fabulous producer, nickname Marvelous Mark Mancini, producer engineer extraordinaire. When you answer the phone, when you call and you talk to Mark, you're talking to the best in the business, and we can talk about that. There's so many other things. And, Patty, one story that I really love, Texas has finally stepped up to the plate. Their pro sports teams will be required to play the national anthem at sporting events. Now, mind you, this is for teams that are not private, that are not privately funded by the government, so only that receive government funds. It would apply to them. Obviously, private companies would not take place. But here we go, the Star-Spangled Banner Protection Act, or Senate Bill Number 4. Mark Cuban, now you want to talk about white privilege. Okay, here's a guy who's a multi-billionaire, Patty, and what is he doing? He's talking about, and he did in February of this year, until there was an outrage, an outroar, that stopped playing the national anthem at Dallas Maverick basketball games. They started doing it again due to backlash, but here's what I'm telling America, and you too, Patty. When somebody's doing the wrong thing, even though a billionaire owner like Mark Cuban, speak up and say something. Because remember, all these billionaires want is money in their pocket. And when they lose money in their pocket, like Mark Cuban did with this flag issue, or the NFL did last year with their nonsense where they lost all that money, as well as the NBA, who lost over $1 billion last year. And people say, well, it's because of the shortened season. No, Patty, it wasn't because of the shortened season. Because people are tired of sport leagues getting political.
That's right. You hit the nail right on the head there, Joe. I'm telling you. And we have a caller, Edward from Austin, Texas, and he said this: my mom still has not got her California stimulus check for $600. Maybe you need to have their governor as a guest. Whoa, that would be an interesting one, wouldn't it, Joe? Yeah, have Newsom on here. Boy, we'd have a great time on that one. And we have
sure
Jim
would.
From Visalia. I'm sorry. Jim from Visalia, California, 44% of biz want a vaccine from you. Told my boss, if you already took it, then you're protected. Don't ask him if he likes blondes or brunettes. Oh, gosh, how funny.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she's from Roxbury, Massachusetts. I have lost a lot of friends from this vaccine. Guess they were never a friend to begin with. What are your thoughts on that one, Joe?
Well, I give my condolences to anybody like you, Patty, who've lost close friends and family members due to getting COVID-19. Obviously, we're sympathetic to everyone, but we just want people to know all the facts, and they didn't tell us all the facts, and honestly, that's the key word. Were they honest? No. Could they have foreseen everything? Of course not. It was a new virus. Of course not. But could they have been honest? People can always be honest 100%. It doesn't cost anything extra, Patty.
That's exactly right, Joe. I fully agree with that. You know, I went into this one place this past week, and I was just ordering something. And when I walked in, and of course now in here in Arizona, there's no more signs on the doors, you know, saying and requiring that you wear a mask. It might say they recommend it, but they've even taken all that down, although there's people that will still walk in with a mask on. Anyway, I go to approach, and I was going to order something. This young lady, right away, she said to me, do you have a mask? And I'm like, no, I don't. She says, well, have you been vaccinated? I said, I don't think that's your business. And so she kept on with me, and she says, well, I'm just doing this for your own good. I said, I'm going to tell you something. That's my personal business. It's everybody's personal business. And I said, and do you know, in the state of Florida, that governor there, what he is doing is he's going to charge every business or any business and any school that brings up and asks if you've been vaccinated. And I said, and that's what needs to happen all throughout the United States, because it's just terrible. It's invading our privacy. And so I'm just so upset with all that. I don't know what your thoughts are, Joe, but I just really fully disagree with anybody asking.
I agree. And here's my question. You know, there's HIPAA laws here in the United States regarding if you have people at your work that came down with COVID, that the workplace is not allowed to tell you who that person was or is. Absolutely, I agree with that. That is personal. So if that's the case with the HIPAA laws where you can't say who actually has coronavirus at the workplace, then why are you allowed to ask somebody if they got the vaccine? Isn't that personal as well, Patty?
Absolutely, and I think it's an invasion of our privacy, and I think it just needs to completely stop. And as the truth is starting to come out, even with this Fauci, when he went from, oh, you don't need any masks, to, oh, gosh, now you got to wear 10 of them, I mean, you know, he's just all over the field with what is the truth and what you really need and what you don't really need. So I think it's time to just drop the whole thing. People want to feel more comfortable and they're scared and they want to wear a mask, well, then have at it. But for other people that want to be free and do not believe in all of that nonsense, well, then just don't ask about it, because it's really none of your business. That's the way I feel about it anyway. We have Alan from Cranston, Rhode Island, and wants to talk about the gun control Biden does not understand. If you take the guns away from only the criminals, we'll have them. What are your thoughts on that one? That's a whole other subject there, Joe.
Absolutely, and Alan is 100% correct. You know, it's just so funny how certain people in the government think that we're all stupid, and we're not. I'll use some people are ignorant. I won't use the word stupid. That's a harsh word. But here's the thing. Why does the government think that they can take away your guns? Because they claim that way there won't be any on the street. So let me think, Patty. All the criminals out there that will get their guns on the black market, do you think they're going to register their guns and let the government know they have their guns? Of course not. So it all becomes about safety. They're safe. You're not. Unacceptable.
Yeah, exactly, Joe. I mean, it's that crazy. Okay, so now we have Peter from Danbury, Connecticut, and he has this over your trivia question there, Joe. He's saying that Pope John Paul is the one that coined that phrase. And then we have Rochelle. Yeah, Rochelle from Warren, Ohio. She's saying that Franklin Roosevelt coined that phrase. So we're getting some callers with that trivia question, Joe. So you know the answer, and we'll announce the answer at the end of our program here. Stanley from Rialto, California, Fauci drives a Brink truck. I drive a moped. What do you think
about
that?
Yeah, and Fauci also
Joe?
Owns all the money in the Brink truck, Patty. That's the problem.
That's right. Yep. On our taxpayers' dollars, that's where it all came from, exactly where it came from. Hal from Roswell, New Mexico, go, Patty, go. These people are like zombies, feel like we need to recreate Walking with the Dead. Oh, wow. Well, I don't know about that one, Hal. Laura from New Brunswick, New Jersey, some of these men love us women wearing the mask. Told one guy, you have a fetish. I am not your sample. Well, that's pretty interesting, Joe.
Well, you know, I don't know of any men that would say they love a woman wearing a mask, but you know what, Patty? To each his own, to each her own. If that's what makes you happy, then go ahead and do it. You know, we talked earlier that you had mentioned earlier that we were talking about Governor Gavin Newsom and, of course, the things that he's done. And we all know one thing. He is the new game show host. I was going to ask everybody out there, who hosts Wheel of Fortune, Patty? I think most people think, and it was Pat Sajak, I want to know, breaking
right.
news from Speak Your Mind podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the new host of Wheel of Fortune is Governor Gavin Newsom of California. He's already started it. For Vax for the Win prize, he gave out 15 winners of $50,000 last week, and he wants at least 67% of people to have at least one shot by the 4th of July. So all you out there, the thought that you can try out for the Wheel of Fortune and replace Pat Sajak, sorry, America, Gavin Newsom already got the job.
Yeah, boy, isn't that just something. Doesn't it make you really kind of wonder, Joe, why in the world do they have all these gimmicks for this vaccine? I mean, if it's so bad like they wanted to imply from the very, very beginning, they would not be happening to do all of this, all the promoting that they are. Don't you think? I just kind of feel like there's something fishy going on with all of that. And that money that he's giving out so freely, why isn't he giving that to people that have actually lost their businesses, that lost their jobs? You know, you have this the one caller that called in, and he's wondering about his mother's $600 stimulus check that's supposed to come in from California. People can't even pay their rents, and this guy's giving out millions of dollars. I mean, where's that coming from, Joe? I really wonder. Where's it coming from?
It's coming from the people that don't have a job, that are looking for their unemployment check. And, you know, like you said, we had a caller last week talking about he lost his job, he hasn't received his benefits yet. And so you talk about who needs the money and where the money needs to go. Why are they giving $1.5 million to people randomly for something that they did that they, you know, Gavin Newsom wants you to take the shot? So basically he's saying, if you do something for me, I'll do something for you in return. That's not the job of a governor. And look, you talk about Venice, California. You know, it used to be one of the most beautiful cities in California, Patty, and now you go down there and you probably wouldn't want to take your family out there. The people that live there are in an uproar about all the homeless people out there. So I think the money could have been spent for a lot of other things that would have helped California. But, of course, it's not about helping California. It's about gaining power. If you do as I say, I'll reward you. It's almost like we're all dogs getting a little biscuit, Patty, here in California, that if we go to the command from Gavin Newsom, he'll reward us with potentially money. No thanks, Gavin. Yes. I don't need your money, Gavin. I don't need your help. And you know what? I don't need you to bribe me.
Well, I don't know there, Joe. Let's see here. We've got Kamala Harris that went down to Guatemala, and she wants to give lots of our money down there to the Guatemalans. I mean, what do you think about that one? Now she's telling all those people, don't come to America. Huh. I kind of wonder, what in the world, where are they getting all this money from? And now that they're so free to give it out to everybody else, but our own American citizens that have been so hurt by all this, the sham, by the scam of what they've done with this China virus. It's unbelievable. So where's all this money coming from? What in the world? Why do you think that she went down there to Guatemala and making those kinds of statements? I find that kind of odd.
I agree. It's more like a guest appearance she made down there, because even when she was interviewed by Lester Holt, which I give him credit for, he said, have you been to the border? And what she does when she gets nervous and doesn't know what to say, she starts that laugh, Patty. It's like, which is the most annoying thing in the world, because we all know that that's just buying time for her to think of what answer she wants to give. And then she responds, well, Lester, I also haven't been to Europe as well, so what's the difference? The difference is he asked you why you went to Guatemala and why you and Biden administration have not been to the border. So all these politicians do one thing for us. Answer the question, please.
I heard her say that, you know, when he was asking about how she'd been to the border, and she really danced around that one. I mean, what kind of a vice president are you? You're here for the American people. You're not here. We didn't, you know, the rest of the world did not, she's not representing the rest of the world. She's representing us as Americans. I think somewhere along the line, this new administration has forgotten who they represent. That's one thing I can say about President Trump. He was a proud president of the American people, of the United States of America. I mean, isn't that the kind of man, isn't that the kind of president that we want representing us? Somebody that's really proud, represents us, is not, he cares deeply for the rest of the world, but he puts us first. And here's Kamala Harris that's going around to Guatemala, going down to Mexico, but she doesn't have time to go down to our own border and see what's really going on. I find that really hard to believe. There's something really fishy about all of that story, too. And I think the truth will come out. As we know, the truth will prevail. Carlos from Sacramento, California, he said this. You're going to like this one, Joe. Fauci driving the Brinks truck, Newsom riding shotgun, Pelosi and Harris protecting Fort Knox. I mean, boy, that really hits it right on the head.
Amen. I like that one. But do they have guns when they're running that Brinks truck? Because we know in California, in the U.S., they don't want you to have guns. So the Brinks truck guys are going into the different locations to pick up their cash deposits without any weapons to defend themselves, Patty. Remember that, because there's no guns, right?
Oh, we have to remember that one, Joe. Remember, though, those are the ones, aren't they the people that wanted to defund the police, too? Isn't that Kamala Harris that was encouraging the BLM and the Antifa people to keep rioting and destroying our cities? Oh, yes, yeah. Let's keep on doing that and upsetting all the good, decent, honest people that own those businesses. But she encouraged them to keep destroying. Well, I bet you she's got people around her that protect her with guns. What do you think, Joe?
I'm sure she does. And the one thing that Patty and I always say, the phrase that we love, embrace common sense over nonsense. So remember that when you're thinking about what you hear on TV and what your government's telling you, a phrase that we really like, embrace common sense over nonsense. And so let's go back. And I want to know, Patty and I want to know, who coined the phrase, the corruption of man is followed by the corruption of language? You've already had a couple people chime in. Pope John Paul, FDR, what's your answer? You still have a few minutes to chime in at 347-205-9631, 347-205-9631. You're listening to Speak Your Mind podcast with Patty Bly-Levin and Joe Rosenson. And, Patty, Facebook is now going to end a long-time exception made for politicians who break its rules. Facebook says it will no longer give politicians a pass when they break the company's rules on hate speech rules. Do you believe that, Patty, or not?
Oh, Facebook has just got, I love Facebook. It connects you with so many wonderful people, but they've really overstepped their bounds with this whole political scene. And as we know, it was really to undermine and take down President Trump because he was doing such a wonderful job. We have Robert from Oceanside, California, the Four Horsemen coming to city near you. Well, what do you think about that one, Joe? And Q from Jacksonville, Florida, Trump coined the phrase. So, Joe, we've got a couple of minutes left here on our show, and I'd like for you to – well, here's another caller, too, Sal from Germantown, Pennsylvania. John F. Kennedy coined the phrase. So I'm going to let you finish this out, Joe, with a trivia question and answer these men and this lady. Who coined this phrase and where did it come from, and talk a little bit about that. And then also next week our wonderful guest that will be coming on with Timothy Gregory, too, because we've got a couple of minutes left.
Sounds great. So tonight's Speak Your Mind trivia, who coined the phrase, the corruption of man is followed by the corruption of language. As we said earlier, he was an American essayist, a lecturer, a philosopher, an abolitionist, and a poet. The answer, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Patty. Ralph Waldo Emerson, born in 1803. So you talk about like the founding fathers and Ralph Waldo Emerson born years later. It seems like now we're learning, Patty, that maybe the older you were, as time goes on, we're realizing that those were probably the smartest people ever in American history.
Oh, that's what a great question and what a great subject for you to bring up, Joe. I really, it's educational. It's really nice to hear something from so long ago, and we need more philosophers like that. That's absolutely for sure. I just want to say this. I want to thank everybody, all of our listeners and all the people that have called into this great show. I just love doing the show with Joe. Mark Mancini is just such a wonderful man and has given me the opportunity to be on Speak Your Mind podcast. We are on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, 347-205-9631. And I want to just say God bless our country. God bless everybody out there. And just Be honest, be decent, be true to yourself, and don't give up your faith. And I'm going to let you close this out now, Joe, because it's just about time for us to get off the air here and think about next week.
Absolutely, Patty. We want to thank all of our listeners. As we always say, it's your show, especially the ones that chimed in on the trivia question. And as we like to do here at Speak Your Mind podcast, we like to end with a feel-good story of the week. An Ohio couple held an impromptu wedding at a local hospital so mom, who was fighting cancer, could attend. Carly Adino said that her and her fiance initially planned for a June wedding, but her mother, Tara's condition got worse. So what they did was they had a ceremony at the hospital. I want everybody to know who this hospital is. St. James Cancer Treatment and Research Center at Ohio State University helped put on the ceremony to create a lasting memory for this young lady and her mother who was dying of stage 4 cancer. So you talk about feel-good stories. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one right there. We love Ohio State University for doing that. We love St. James Cancer Treatment and Research Center. Just want to remind everybody, next week, Dr. Timothy Gregory, sports chiropractor with over 20 years of experience from Performance Sport and Spine in Roswell, Georgia, recognized as the greatest sports chiropractor in America. He can answer your questions next week. Don't forget the call-in number for next week, 347-205-9631. I'd like to thank tonight's producer and engineer, marvelous Mark Mancini, as always exceptional. And Patty, thanks so much. It was a great show this evening. I love being with you. And everybody out there that says, boy, Patty sounds like the nicest lady in the world, I'm going to tell you a little secret, America. She's as nice off the air as she is on the air. God bless America. God bless you and your family. And God bless the United States of America. Good night, America.
Good night, Joe.
Good night.